He's due in court this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The man accused of abducting a woman from a prominent family in Memphis, Tennessee.
38-year-old Cleotha Abson will face aggravated kidnapping and evidence tampering charges in connection to the violent abduction of a Memphis school teacher and mother of two, Eliza Fletcher. This coming just hours after Memphis police say they found a deceased body in a residential neighborhood in South Memphis late Monday evening.
Fox's Charles Watson in Memphis, where just minutes ago police ID'd that body as Fletcher's. In Canada, they're still searching for one of the two men accused of going on a Saskatchewan stabbing spree, killing 10 people. The suspect's brother was found dead. It's back to school this morning for more American kids, especially in the Northeast and also in Uvalde, Texas.
Though no students will be attending Robb Elementary School, where a gunman killed 19 children and two adults last May, that building remains closed and slated for demolition. Uvalde has another elementary school, and another unused building is now repurposed for teaching young children.
Fox's Evan Brown. State troopers are on patrol, and there's new fencing around schools, though not yet complete. Election Day is in 9 weeks. President Biden on Labor Day went to Pennsylvania and Wisconsin again, taking aim at his Trump-supporting critics.
The extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress have chosen to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division.
Republicans say he's being divisive, and one wants more info on him and his son.
For months, Republican Congressman James Comer has been calling on the Treasury Department to turn over what are known as suspicious activity reports tied to the president's son, Hunter, as well as other Biden family members. But the department is telling Comer he's not going to be getting those reports, at least for now. Comer and House Republicans say they want these documents for a national security investigation as they look into whether the president ever benefited financially from his son's foreign business dealings.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
On Wall Street, rising stock futures had suggested a rebound after a long holiday weekend, but that is not happening. The Dow is down 200 points. The S&P 500 is off by 22. The Nasdaq's losing 110 points. And the man who rang the opening buzzer for the Nasdaq to begin trading did it virtually from far away. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, who, in fending off Russia's invasion, urged investors to help.
Ukraine is a place for good investments and financial opportunities. I invite you to Ukraine. Invest in Ukraine. This will be your victory and a new success story for your companies.
Now, there's still been more shelling around the Russian-controlled Ukrainian nuclear plant, feared to be in danger. The price of oil this morning is up slightly, still around $87 a barrel. Gas is down again. It's now fallen every day for 12 weeks since June's record, now $1.24 less. AAA's national average for regulars around $3.78 a gallon, still 60 cents more than a year ago. They're still working to repair a flood-damaged water treatment facility in Jackson, Mississippi, where people are still told not to drink what comes out of the tap, and there is a similar issue in Maryland.
Baltimore City health officials say the water is safe to use for bathing and washing clothes, but the danger is in consuming it, which is why they're telling people to boil their water for at least a minute before using it. That means drinking water and water used to wash dishes. Public Works officials say the E. coli source is not the city's water treatment or wastewater treatment plants, but they're still investigating. City officials say they have not received any reports of people becoming sick in the affected area. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
At tennis's U.S. Open, the number two men's seed, Rafael Nadal, is out. Upset by American Francis Tiafoe on ESPN.
I'm just happy I got a win today. In front of my family, in front of my mom, my dad.
Tiafoe moves on to the quarterfinals. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.